to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy.
Hello!
All right, guys. After many, many hours of maintenance and moving files and uploading and downloading and moving everything around, we are finally back. I am back from out of the country. Apparently, when I leave to go out of town, the entire network blows up. Lovely. And an exciting time for everybody. But we are back. We are moving strong. I want to apologize to everybody who couldn't get any content for that week. I am really sorry. We're still dealing with some other little bits of issues, but for the most part, we're back, especially as far as the podcast goes.
The entire website exploded, and Jay was in South America like, I can't do anything about this.
Dude, you have no idea how much I was working on my own vacation. I was so pissed. So pissed. I was like, look, if I just upload this, this will fix it. Didn't work. This didn't work. This didn't work. I'm like, well, I've got a layover in Panama for 4 hours. I should be able to fix it by then. No, no, no. It was fucking gross. It was really, I need a vacation. Like right now. That's how bad my last 2 weeks have been.
I'm already booking the next one. But fortunately, nothing major has happened in the last 2 weeks in politics. So we're good.
No. Yeah. I mean, luckily we have a very boring and very easy president. You just kind of leave him the keys. He's like a cat, right? He's like a house cat. You just leave the food out, and he's adult enough to just eat the proper amount. Okay, so here's the thing. Make sure you're signed up for premium content. Again, you can go to lookforwardshow.com/premium. We actually changed it. So lookforwardshow.com/premium and sign up for premium content. If you're listening to the free version of this, obviously those who are already premium, you'll be getting these full episodes. And look, this episode, this is going to be a doozy because we've been gone for 2 weeks and all hell is broken loose.
I feel like so all hell always breaks loose and
every single week.
But now we have 3 episodes worth somehow. Yeah. We have to keep this below like a 5-hour program.
I know. It's fucking nuts. By the way, we are returning to recording the same night that Rachel Maddow is returning.
Oh, convenient. Good.
Yeah, convenient. I think not. That's because her and I are in sync.
Yes.
Call me Rachel. Call me.
I've never seen Jay and Rachel in the same place at the same time. Coincidence?
We both have a boyish look. That's true. We both look like teenage boys.
Similar glasses and...
That's actually true.
Sexual interests.
Yeah, so we're both into ladies. That's right. I like ladies. You like ladies.
By the way, Joy, great. Ari,
I thought he was okay. Joy Reid has the same style as Rachel, which translates really.
Yeah,
well.
I love Joy Reid, but
yeah, she's great.
But yeah, Ari's okay. It's fun when didn't happen this time. It's fun when Steve Karnacki gets to get in there and just nerd it up all over the place.
He was on a couple early episodes, I thought.
Oh, okay. But I'm a huge dork, so I love Steve Karnacki.
Yes, yes, you are. All right, so much like the return of Rachel Maddow, we're back. So let's get right into it. So this episode's going to be a little different because there's a lot going on. So what we're going to do is, because Andy is more caught up than I am because I was out of town for a bit of it.
running around putting out fires.
Yeah, exactly. And drinking a lot of wine, like a lot, which was great. And going to a weird place called Los Buenos Muchachos and eating a lot of meat, like a lot. It was insane. Shout out to Chile. Andy, you're going to sort of run the docket that is in your head of the events that have transpired over these last 2 weeks, and we're gonna banter throughout that timeline. So, take it away, sir. The last time we talked, what the fuck happened? Comey got fired. It was a week after that, and we were discussing the fallout from that, and then Donald Trump met with the Russians, and then went off to the races.
We didn't even mention it because it just seemed like a like such a small thing, right? But it ended up being a little bit bigger, which was the day after they after Trump fired Comey, he meets with the Russians in the Oval Office. Which, you know, Trump gonna Trump. But it turns out that he revealed some classified information that was not really his to declassify. It was given to us by another government, which it turns out confirmed by Trump was Israel. It was something about an ISIS terror plot, and they really shouldn't have given that away because they have people like on the inside that are getting this intel. So that guy's probably dead, basically, is what happened.
Right. It was basically the plot to basically put bombs in laptops and blow up planes going from Europe to the United States.
Yeah. Which is great for people who like to have a laptop on a plane.
Yeah, thanks. So they basically banned that, I'm pretty sure. At least for the time
being. I've heard from some people who've flown that they can't take their laptops on the plane. Or whatever. But yeah, most of these plane things are, I feel, are just to really inconvenience us. Like, yeah, now you have to take your shoes off. And now you have to get patted down by a stranger. And go through an x-ray machine. And you can't have your laptop.
Yeah, just like, and by the way, this flight is 5 hours long. Fuck you. Like, oh man, come on.
Yes.
Come on, ISIS.
Show up 3 hours early to go through the security procedures.
Exactly.
That's the ridiculous part, is they want you to show up 2 hours before a flight, even if your flight's like 45 minutes.
Yeah, right. Like, come on.
like you could be flying from like Baltimore to Philadelphia, and they're like, no, you have to be here 2 hours early.
Just to make sure.
I'll just drive.
Yeah, I would.
Not that you would ever go to Philadelphia.
Ugh, no. God.
But yeah, so while you were on vacation, Trump went on his big foreign trip, which, I mean, I guess it was, like, there were people saying he did well, which, no. It was interesting to follow, because, like, the normal Trump shit that happens wasn't happening. It was just, here goes this bumbling buffoon off to make an ass of himself and make us look bad around the world. But he wasn't tweeting the whole time. So which was good because, like, the Manchester attack happened while he was, I think...
in the air, I think.
Yeah, because he made a statement, I think, in Israel about it. So,
I believe so, yeah.
Or no,
Saudi Arabia. I think it might have been Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, so his first stop was Saudi Arabia. This was something that made me really nervous because they're like, he's going to give a speech written by Stephen Miller about Islam in Saudi Arabia. And I'm like, okay, right. Well, he's going to get fucking beheaded. But
first things first, Muslims are all dirty. Wait, let me start over again. Like, oh shit, Stephen Miller, you fucked up, son.
But yeah, I forgot that these people are also liars. And he managed to, Islam is one of the world's great religions. And he upset some of the some of the shit lords the back stateside about that one. Like they respect
I love
him.
I like how they believe that the best idea is to be like, to go to Saudi Arabia and just be like, fuck you guys, to your face. Take that glowing orb and shove it directly up your fucking burkas. Like, no, dude, that's even Trump isn't going to do that. Also, right. You do know he has a ton of business with them.
Yeah.
A ton. Like, he doesn't hate Islam. He likes to get paid. He doesn't give a fuck. He's like, as long as you're not blowing up my buildings, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. So there's the eternal Saudi Arabia versus Iran, Sunni versus Shiite struggle forever and ever and ever. We're full in on the Sunni side, like hardcore now.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We're giving them maybe. I saw perhaps a contradiction of that, but they went over and announced a $110 billion weapons deal.
Mm-hmm.
That Kush had been working on. Oh, Kush, and. Yeah, so So we're now on Saudi Arabia's side, which is kind of interesting, if you think about it. I mean, not to pick a side between Sunni and Shiite, because I can't tell the difference. But,
I mean, I don't know that there are really any winners here. Like, this is, that's a Sophie's choice. Like, the Shia countries are Iran, Pakistan, India, and Iraq. Like, well, like, India's cool, but I don't want to be on Pakistan and Iran's side. Like, and Iraq is fucked. And then on the Sunni side, it's Saudi Arabia. Well, what the fuck? I don't want to be on that side either. How about I pick no sides? So sides if, suck.
If you got to back a side in the Iran-Saudi Arabia conflict, if you have to lean one way or the other, we've got a complete autocracy, right? They're ruled by a king, no joke. And Iran, like, literally just had democratic elections the other day.
Yeah, like, Iran makes more sense. It's just that we have been battling with the Ayatollah for so long that we're just like, yeah, no, those are the bad guys. I'm like, I mean, look, it's not like they don't have their own really shitty statements that they make about Israel and about the U.S., but, like, I feel like one of, you know, on one side you've got Iran, who definitely has its problems. On the other side, you have Saudi Arabia, which is promoting Wahhabism, which is causing all of the fucking terrorism around the world. Why are we on their side? Like, guys, well, I'm no foreign policy expert, but that doesn't seem like that's in our interest.
Yeah. So Obama kind of tried to, like, straddle the line, right? Where he's like, okay, I'm obviously, because we're America and we're buddies with Saudi Arabia, I'm not going to be a huge dick to you, but I will, like, kind of throw a little, hey, maybe you could do a little better on human rights, huh? You know, at you. But,
yeah, but how much is that going
to
work?
Yeah. We'll still sell you weapons to go destroy Yemen. I mean, obviously. But I am going to, you know, wag a finger your way. But then he's, like, trying to actually get along with Iran. That is over.
Oh, that party is done. We, even though Trump, as much as he talks a bunch of bullshit about, like, hey, you know, this Iran deal was the worst deal for America, because all he knows is deals. He doesn't really understand, like, any sort of nuance of language or nuance of anything. All he can talk is, like, business, 1980s business dude talk. But he's like, this is the worst deal for us. But he isn't getting rid of it because it's actually a good deal, but he can't admit it in the public that it is.
Right, yeah. Because his guy's like, it's preventing them from having nuclear weapons, and we get to inspect, so we're going to keep that deal.
Yeah. Yeah, turns out it was a pretty good deal. Yeah. Turns out Obama might have been a fucking solid deal maker, as it goes.
I'm not saying we need to be totally snuggly with Iran, like, be their best buddies, but it's probably a better idea to, like, be cordial.
Yes, of course.
Yes. But I don't know that that's going to happen. Eh. Oh, well. So, yes, the Saudis are going to destroy everything, and we're going to help. Yay!
Now, so this $110 billion deal that was done to sell the Saudis weapons was, like, held as, like, wow, look at this fucking great deal, man. Holy shit. Jared Kushner called, like, Lockheed Martin or Boeing or one of those and was like, hey, I need you to give us a better price on this. You know, I'm a deal maker too, just like my fucking father-in-law. And they did. The only problem is they didn't actually sign anything. And that came out this week that, like, this $110 billion deal, like, it hasn't happened. There's no deal. Like, it's just a bunch of promises and a bunch of, like, you know, IOU type of shit, but they haven't really done anything. Again, which is the, you know, exactly the right way of describing the Trump administration altogether. It's a lot of bluster and nothing actually getting done.
Yeah, and unless you've got something on paper, the Saudis fucking bullshit people and don't honor their contracts all the time, which is probably why Trump likes them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all the time.
Yeah, that's what they do, besides cut people's heads off for ridiculous reasons.
Who is it, fucking Barney Ross, who was like, we didn't see one protester over there. Yeah, no shit. They cut your head off if you protest.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I have a problem with this. Come over here. Like, no, I'm good. Suddenly I'm fine with this entire idea.
Really? You didn't see one protest at a place where a protest is punishable by death. I'll be damned.
It's like it's like they don't even try to say logical things. They just say things that they think people will buy and then just move the fuck on. So it's just a talking point to go, oh, yeah, see, when Trump went over there, there were no protests. Oh, what? Oh, it's true. Yeah, I watch Fox News. Yeah, it's Fox News. Yeah, Breitbart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, Sony's good guys. It. Yeah, we need to create a trifecta between us, Russia, and Saudi Arabia. Throw Bashir in Syria just to make it the full axis of fucking evil.
Well, that so the, you know... that was the leader of Saudi Arabia, the leader of Egypt, and Trump, who all had their hands on the great glowing orb. So, can't forget Egypt.
Yes. Well, the glowing orb of evil is pretty fucking cool. I think it's a cool photo. Like, I do. I just, I'm not even upset by it. I think they should have put, like, Cobra Commander and Sepentor and, I don't know, like, whatever the, like... they should add Megatron in the background and Mumra and like any of the other 1980s Skeletor, any of the other 1980s fucking villains. Like, why not? That's awesome. Destro, like, fuck it. Just do it.
Dr. Blythe and Hoggish Greedley and the other eco-villains.
Yes, that is correct. Absolutely. And they're just chanting, I'll get you for
plunder.
This. Yes, I'll get you for this, Captain Planet. I'll get you for this, Earth. not to jump ahead in the timeline.
My favorite response to the orb is the official Twitter account of the Church of Satan had to clear that up and go, hey, this is not a satanic ritual. Just
yeah.
Yeah.
No, like,
this has nothing to do with us.
Even we wouldn't do this.
Like, yeah, we have no glowing orbs, and we're the Church of Satan.
That would be ridiculous.
How ridiculous do you have to be that the Church of Satan is trying to put some distance between you and them?
Fuck these people, man. I don't want anything to do with this shit.
Well, as you found out, Church of Satan is actually pretty reasonable.
Yes. Their rules are actually totally reasonable. All right, so Trump leaves Saudi Arabia. He does a sword dance, which is fucking hilarious. That dude has no rhythm. He's the whitest man on earth.
The best gift to come from it was... everybody in their headscarves and everything around Steve Bannon, and he's just looking really uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, that fucking image is hilarious. Like,
they're all around me.
They should have just pulled out swords and stabbed him like fucking Julius Caesar.
Why the fuck would you take Steve Bannon to Saudi Arabia?
To leave him there.
Yes. Like,
fuck you, dude. I'm out. Peace.
So we're off to Israel then to go.
Yes.
He tells them, just got back from the Middle East, which got a literal facepalm. If you watch the video, like, somebody behind him actual facepalms.
Oh, when he says, yeah, yeah.
Just got back from the Middle East. And like, yeah, he does a presser with Netanyahu and. Like, before they can, like, the press was packing up and ready to leave. And he's like, oh, I just want to say, I want everybody to know, I never mentioned Israel in the meeting with the Russians. I never mentioned Israel. Like, oh.
Thanks for then telling everyone where you got the fucking information from, you idiot. God, he is the worst. He is the worst. I am convinced that anybody who is in our look forward group would be a better president than this guy.
Sure. Anybody. Any of them.
Even Cam. Even that fucking guy.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, and that guy is a fucking idiot.
Well, he's kind of progressive. I'll take him. So,
that's fair. Fine.
Yeah. So we go and embarrass ourselves over there. But I guess it's okay. Didn't start any wars. And then we were, of course, off to Vatican City.
Yo, I have never seen so much side eye from a fucking Pope in my life. The Pope hates Donald Trump. He hates him. He truly hates him.
Dude, okay, so here's the thing. We like to make fun of Sean Spicer here. But one thing about Spicy is he is a devout Catholic. Like, on Ash Wednesday, he went and did it. You know, he was doing the press thing with the ashes on his forehead. Like, he's all
schmutz.
With the schmutz on his forehead. Like, he is a devout Catholic. They didn't let him go meet the Pope.
Yo, they hate Sean Spicer, too. They hate
Dude,
him. They hate
after
him.
Everything that he has gone and defended everything that Trump has done. And they didn't let him meet the Pope.
Nope. Fuck you. You know who is going to meet the Pope? Newt fucking Gingrich. How about that? Newt Gingrich's wife is the ambassador to the Vatican.
For fuck's sake.
So more importantly, Newt Gingrich has to go live at the Vatican. That's hilarious. I hope it burns his skin every time he washes his face.
Yes, Callista Gingrich, is that her name?
Yes. She looks like a bird.
Yes. Yes, she looks like the, if you need a good image, she looks like the O-R-L-Y, the O'Reilly owl.
Yes.
She looks exactly like that owl.
Yep, that's true. That's who he married after he had sex with her a bunch of times.
That's who he was cheating on, his wife who was dying of cancer and served her divorce papers in the hospital to go be with.
I can't wait for him to get to the Vatican. That seems so reasonable.
The leader of the moral majority, Newt Gingrich.
Right. Get the entire fuck out of my face. Ridiculous.
So he went off to where'd they go after that? Where was the big Europe meeting? Was it in Italy?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. So yes, went to go meet with
This is where shit gets good, right? Because is this before the attack in London? I think it's before.
This is before London. There was an attack in Manchester which is really fucked up.
Excuse me, Manchester. Ariana Grande concert.
Right. So an Ariana Grande concert, it's like all like little girls, like teens and preteens and shit. So
yeah.
That one was fucked up. It was all
it's pretty bad.
Like 12-year-olds and teenage girls and stuff that got blown up by this. It was awful.
Yeah, look, I mean I saw the news when I was out of the country, and I just really kind of broke my heart. Like, you know, you attack military positions and stuff like that. I get it. It's still tragic and everything else. But why the fuck do you have to fuck with little kids, man? Like, come on. And look, I get it. You're doing it for a reason. You're doing it to spur the Western world into being shittier to Muslims so that then you can get more Muslims to be radicalized. But like, there is a part of me that sees that and thinks to myself, wow, I wish I could get a hold of all of you ISIS motherfuckers and just throw you into that fucking well I talked about several weeks ago, and set it on fire. But then there's the other side of me that also still wants that to happen, but to really make sure that we embrace moderate Muslims, who are the vast majority, and make sure that this shit doesn't happen to them, you know, to make sure that they don't get radicalized. And it's just, it's horrible, man. Like, it's really fucking terrible. And it's a real cowardly shit to attack kids. Like, it really is. It's cowardly to attack innocent civilians, period. But it takes a different level of, like, piece of shit behavior to purposely hurt kids who are totally innocent.
For sure.
That story really broke my heart. I was really upset by that.
Yeah, we're gonna I don't care if it upsets people. We think ISIS are fucked up over here.
Yeah, we're gonna take the bold stance. Bold stance, guys.
But Trump decided to go do a speech about it and call them evil losers. Thanks.
Yeah, dude, I saw that. I was like, losers? That's the word we're using? All right, man. Like, I just turned the television off at that point. I was like, go fuck yourself.
It worked. He called him, I mean, he says radical Islamic terrorism. You know, he's not politically correct. And then he called them losers. And they backed down. They didn't attack for another almost 2 weeks. Yep. So it's working.
Yep. Finally. Finally, someone will say it.
Yeah. Finally. I don't know. We might have to ramp up the language again. Call them stupid buttheads next time.
You're all jerks. You're the jerks. Big jerks.
Boom. Trumped.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
So, yes, we meet with members of NATO in the, was it a G8 summit? Is that a
G7.
G7. Excuse me. G7 summit.
Idiot.
Sorry. We fucking my new favorite politician in the world, Emmanuel Macron, decided to just go rather than doing the there's a couple ways to handle the Trump crush your hand handshake, the Justin Trudeau method we talked about a couple months ago, where you just put your arm on his his bicep area and just keep him away from you so he can't yank you around. Macron just decided, no, I'm going like the beginning of Predator.
with
Dylan,
dude,
and Dutch. I'm just gonna out squeeze you, and he won, so he lost a handshake contest to a Frenchman.
good
look, Emmanuel Macron's what, 38 39?
Yeah, he's
70 year old man went in to try to crush his hand. No, dude.
Yeah, look, I find it to be just really quite hilarious that we actually have a guy as president who cares about handshakes other than like the most basic part of it. Like, hey, this is a way to say hello. Like, that's it. Like, no, this is an 80s, you know, bravado fucking horseshit where you like snort coke and see if you can like wear a power tie or whatever stupid Wall Street fucking tiny dick nonsense you're doing. Like, it's dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb. Look, Macron, you know, Macron is a real man. That dude's banging his teacher that he had. What's more real man than that? Guys never wanted to do that. Come on. Get out of here.
Yeah.
He didn't have to pay a bunch of foreign hookers to marry him. He did it on his own. I know, it's not fair to call Melania a hooker. Anyway, so continue. Who cares?
So
I'm sorry. She's not a hooker. That's not fair. She's just a gold digger in a miserable marriage that she totally deserves. Oh, well.
Yes. Although, you know what? I did sort of enjoy a Melania thing.
Her smacking Trump's hand away?
Yeah, she did that a couple of times.
I watched that clip no less than 50 times. Holy shit, are you kidding? It was glorious. Oh, she's a gold digger. Absolutely. But that shit was hilarious.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't fucking with no broke people.
Yeah. Bill Maher, would you like to fill in?
What? I've only heard the radio edit. What are you talking about?
I believe the radio edit here was broke.
Broke guys. So when Melania met the Pope, he speaks a lot of languages, and I think he actually spoke to her in whatever they speak in Slovenia. Is it Slovenian? I don't know.
Moose and Squirrel. I don't know.
Yes. So he spoke to her in Moose and Squirrel. But so there's this clip of him talking to her, and then they laugh together. And someone translated it, and he asks her, what do you feed him? Potica, which is like a dessert over there. And she laughed about it. He basically called the president fat. It's the equivalent of like, what do you feed him, a lot of cake or something?
Lovely.
So yes, lovely. The Pope is fat shaming our president. And good. The first lady thought it was hilarious.
Excellent. You know what? I also find this hilarious. So thank you, Melania. That's great.
Yes. Thank you, Pope Francis. My new favorite Pope.
Yeah, no, definitely. He's like the cool Pope. There was one point where he literally, I guess it was like when he like gave Melania something in her hand, and then he was smiling and then turned to Donald Trump and just gave him a fucking scowl. I was like, yeah, God bless. It's like, stop touching her. It's like, yikes.
But, yes. So Trump gives a speech, does not reaffirm our commitment to NATO in it. Just came out the other day, apparently, Tillerson and Mattis and McMaster and those guys, like, they made damn sure that that was in the speech, and Trump took it out.
Or somebody took it out.
Trump took it out.
Somebody. We don't know who. It could be anyone. I don't know. It could be Schmonald Rump, or it could be anyone. It is only three people who could have taken it out. Donald Trump. I'm not going to do the dial on. It's Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, or Steve Bannon. That's it.
Yeah.
Those three motherfuckers are absolutely pro not. You do you really think that if, you know, Sean Spicer came out today and he was like, I don't know why people were making a big deal about this. You know, he was in a meeting about the Article 5 of the NATO agreement. Harumph, harumph, harumph. Of course he believes in all this other stuff. And I'm like, one, he didn't say that shit. And if he didn't say it, he doesn't believe it. Okay? Because he talks about everything. That is not, Donald Trump is not a coy person. That is not his style. One, he didn't say it, which is important. Two, if you think that he's going to go and support a NATO country that gets invaded by Russia, you're out of your fucking mind. He's not going to.
Hey, I got a fun quiz question for you.
Yes?
Article 5 was enacted one time ever in history. Do you know when that was?
Yes. Wasn't it with Ukraine?
No. It was when we got attacked. Or 9/11. 9/11.
Yeah, 9/11. Yeah.
So the only time that they've actually ever come together to defend a NATO country was us.
Yeah. But, you know, we get things and, like, fuck the other countries.
Yeah, but fuck NATO. His speech was just up there being critical about how they don't contribute enough to NATO. Like, there's some sort of a collective fund. Like, I don't know if he knows how it works.
So no, the basic he doesn't idea, know how anything works.
The basic idea is, and by the way, it's a suggestion. The suggestion is that you put 2% of your GDP into defense for yourself. It's not a collective pool. It's not, it's not a protection racket. You don't pay us for it. It's for your own military. You build your own military, you buy yourself some tanks and bombs and guns, you train some dudes, and then if something happens, you send them to, defend your boys. That's how that works.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, there's no, like, just from the way he talks about it, I don't think he understands it.
No, of course he doesn't understand it. What are you, crazy? Oh, of course not.
You gotta pay up. You gotta pay.
Give me the money. Good morning. I need it.
Oh, okay, we'll buy some more weapons for ourselves then. Like, it's not going to go to the U.S. And then we just go so far beyond 2% of GDP because we have the most ridiculous military in the world. But it's not like, it's not like they're going to pay us for that.
I am forever amazed in how absolutely stupid our president is.
He fucking sounds like a fucking mobster. Like, he's going, hey, there's a nice shoppy guy here. It's a shame if something were to happen to it.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, it's... Ugh. Let's continue.
Nice Eastern block you got here.
It'd be a shame if Russia came in and fucking smashed the whole fucking thing. And then I didn't support you because I'm a dickhole.
Yes. So then Trump gets back to the States and pulls out of Paris.
Pulls out of Paris. I wish his dad pulled out. side note. So he leaves the Paris Climate Accords.
Yeah. Everybody over there apparently had asked him not to do it, and so I think that sort of, like, motivated him to do it. Like,
well, did you hear like what they really think the like the final nail in the coffin was? It was the handshake with Macron. Because he was like, no bullshit. Like, that's what he said. He was so livid that this guy, 40 years his junior, was like pushing back on him. And he was like, oh, really? We're not going to fuck it. Like, we're going to stick with the Paris Agreement. You're from France. Handshake. Macron. Absolutely not. Fuck this guy. Fuck the earth. We're out. That was his decision because he is a dotty old racist, in the words of John Lovett. And his fucking idiot.
His whole fucking speech is like, they're laughing at us. They're not going to laugh at us anymore. I'm like, yeah, they are.
Dude, we're laughing at you. Can you pull out of being president then?
It's amazing. Unreal. And so since then, like a bunch of states have all said, yeah, no, fuck this guy. We're going to keep going towards renewables. Jerry Brown, the governor of California, made his own deal with China, which is awesome. It's like, I'm just going around you. Fuck you. States' rights.
Yep. Yeah, he signed a deal with China. What the fuck?
I find it hilarious that all the like blue states are like, hey, states' rights, bitch.
Yeah, this is what you guys are preaching all the fucking time. All right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So yeah, most of the big corporations are going to go ahead and abide by it anyway, because that's where the money is. The money's in renewables.
Yeah, there are more jobs in renewable energy, you know, building solar panels or, you know, doing whatever it is Tesla's doing to take over the world. All of those jobs, like, there's more jobs in that than there is in coal.
There's 10 times as many people working just in the solar industry than there are in coal in the United States right now.
There are more people, and this is not made up, there are more people working at Arby's nationwide than there are in the coal industry.
Yeah.
And I would much rather eat coal than Arby's. So, I mean, in fairness.
And so, yeah, so we're working really hard to protect the coal miners' jobs. Not their health insurance, though. We are getting rid of that. So you can just die when you get the black lung. But we do love our coal miners, I guess. But yeah, Exxon, fucking Exxon, was like, nah, we sell natural gas. So we're down with this whole moving towards natural gas thing.
Philip Morris, they make cigarettes. They kill people for a living. And even they're like, we're not going to be able to sell these idiot cigarettes if the planet is gone. So maybe we should keep the planet around. And it's the fucking joke from Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, why do you care about saving the galaxy? Because I'm one of, or like, it was like, why do you want to save the
idiots
the
who
galaxy?
Lives in it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of the idiots who lives in it. Like, yeah, that's it. That's it. Like, there's no other reason. We live here, you moron. Trump got handshaked, and now he's fucking upset about it.
He got cucked. What can you do?
Yeah.
The other fun part about pulling out of the agreement is it's going to take almost the entirety of his presidency to do so.
Excuse me.
His scheduled presidency.
Yeah, that's also very true.
We'll see what happens. But yeah, like the actual final date of being pulled out is like a couple days after the 2020 election. So like if somebody wants to run on that, it's right there for you.
Not only run on it, but go in just as you do it. Like, just as he was about to pull out of the accord and be like, we're not pulling out of the accord. Go fuck yourself. We're done with that nonsense. We're back on. We're back on, France. We're back.
Part of the world again.
President Al Franken. We're fucking back. I'm leaning toward... I'm trying to decide who I want to put my money behind early. Kirsten Gillibrand, she's a lady TV, movie lady president. She's got the look. She's smart. She's liberal. I like that. I think she could do it. Al Franken is a super smart guy. It'd be kind of cool to have a literal comedian as president. Like, it's like hiring Jon Stewart, like, for real.
I see him as more of a VP, actually.
But I think he'd be good. Either spot, I think. Actually, yeah. I think as a VP, he'd be fucking great. And then, you know, the fucking dark horse from Delaware, Joe Biden. And I like that as a show title, by the way.
The dark horse of Delaware. So... yeah, we'll get to 2020 when we get there. But that's just an interesting thing. That if somebody wants to run on, hey, this idiot's destroying the planet, we should not do that. Seems like there'd be some votes there.
What a wild concept.
I know.
We should probably not do that.
Yeah. So anyway, there is that. That's most of our adventures in Trumpiness. Shall we get to Russia-lago?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
All the developments. Starting with Robert Mueller was named by Attorney General, or excuse me, Assistant Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General? That's the word I'm looking for. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who apparently did not feel comfortable under the bus where they threw him and said, you know what, motherfucker, I'm going to name Robert Mueller as the special counsel. How do you like them apples?
Yeah, I... look, one, this is starting to get really interesting, not that it hasn't been. Hiring Robert Mueller is a super great choice. This guy, I mean, from everything I've read and heard about, this guy is a fucking, this guy is like Joe Friday. Like,
yeah,
this is literally the last person you wanna have on your ass. Besides James Comey, basically.
Yeah. So Bob Mueller was the FBI director before Comey. Yes. He took over in like early September of 2001, like literally a week before 9/11. So he's been in charge of the FBI from then, and he actually, it's a 10-year term, but they kept him until 2013 because the reasoning was like they just changed over the NSA and the CIA, and like they wanted to have some continuity, so they actually
basically wanted to kind of dissolve one into the other.
Yeah, so he got permission. Obama got permission from Congress to keep Mueller around for an extra couple of years. So he served for 12 years, which is the second longest anyone's ever been an FBI director, you know, next to Hoover, of course.
Yeah, who did it to the day he fucking died.
Yeah, who was the FBI director for 150 years, I think. It was literally like 40 or 50 years. It was a long ass time.
Yeah, but started it and was like,
I'm not leaving ever.
Ever. You're going to have to kill me. And it was like, all right. Well. Then God was like, all right, hold my beer. And then fucking did.
So he's buddies with Comey, like, because Comey was the deputy attorney general under Bush, W. Bush. And, like, there's that big famous hospital standoff story that everyone's heard. That was Mueller and Comey together. Like going in to stop the fucking Roberto Gonzalez from making John Ashcroft sign some shit in the hospital while he was like doped up from surgery.
Unreal, dude. That story, like what you really get an understanding with James Comey and Robert Mueller is you really understand this idea of, like, you know, the right is starting to call it like the deep state or whatever, you know, which is where we broadcast from, which is inside Satan's butthole, I guess, but somewhere, I'm not really sure. But it's not the deep state. Like, what it should be referred to is, like, these guys are real fucking patriots, man. Like, they are no bullshit. I don't care about where you stand ideologically. We are about the letter of the fucking law. And look, as much as that drives me crazy what Jim Comey did to Hillary Clinton, and I don't agree with it, like, these are the guys you want when the shit really goes down. These are the real guys you want. And sometimes people, get burned, who shouldn't have gotten burned over it and stuff like that. But look, make no mistake, while Trump is fucking shit up right now, when they come for him, it is going to be so fucking unreal that when this shit really gets fucking moving, and it's already moving, but when it gets moving in the public sphere, like, this shit coming for Trump is not anything that he would have ever experienced had he lost. He never would have gotten this. So it's, in a way, we might be able to eliminate a criminal organization that we would have never been able to touch on. But because he's president and he's so goddamn stupid, he's going to walk himself right into this fucking forest fire. Like, okay, just as a quick aside, an article came out that that said that, like, this is like in everything we know about the Mueller probe so far, and this is on Politico, right? Which isn't like the greatest, but they had a lot. They had a couple of sentences in here that I thought were really good. I want to read to you. This is the opening of the article. Quote, special counsel Robert Mueller is assembling a prosecution team with decades of experience going after everything from Watergate to the mafia to Enron as he digs in for a lengthy probe into possible collusion between Russia and President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. Remember we talked about that crazy conspiracy theory and Orrin Hatch being president and all that wackadoo shit? Yeah, it's real crazy. None of that's really possible, right? That's nuts. You don't bring in guys who have experience with Enron and the mafia unless it's a fucking RICO case. It's a RICO case. So that's racketeering. And that's a big fucking deal. So, you know, I saw somebody, I remember reading or listening to a podcast, and somebody was talking about how, you know, they might be able to nail like Manafort and Carter Page and all these other guys around Trump, but not be able to get Trump on this collusion thing. But it doesn't really fucking matter, because even if they catch all of those guys on all their lies and everything else, they still have Trump on obstruction of justice and possibly this RICO case. So either way, there are three different cases going on that he's going to get snared in one of them.
So here's the thing. Comey has already met with Mueller. Comey's going to testify publicly on Thursday. Set your DVRs.
There's a bar in DC, like a pretty popular bar in DC that like lawyers go to, that they're opening early and having special shots of vodka that are on sale and showing the Comey testimony.
Yeah, awesome.
People are fucking hyped. It's going to be, well, I don't think it's going to be as crazy as people think,
no,
but I think there's going
to
be some
fucking, as good as people want it to be.
No. No, people want him to stand up and point like, "And Donald Trump made me wear weird pants," or like some crazy thing. Like, that's what
he
they want.
Obstructed justice, arrest that man.
Right. Like, that's what they want. They actually want Donald Trump to be in there and to be arrested at the moment. That will come. Don't worry. That's
later. He's going to get himself in trouble because he already announced he's live tweeting it like an asshole.
What are you, a fucking mean girl in high school? What are you doing? You're going to live tweet it? Okay. Like, okay, dude. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So one of the shows I listened to, Primary Concerns by New Republic, they had... Who is this guy? Oh, former Chief Justice Department spokesman Matthew Miller was the guest this week and was talking about this whole deal. And he said something to watch for in the testimony. See how much of the obstruction stuff actually gets mentioned, because if there's a lot of it, if he just goes and spills all the beans, then that means it's not something that's really being pursued very much. But if you get a lot of, "Well, I can't answer that question because that pertains to an investigation," that means Mueller is absolutely looking into obstruction of justice charges. So
Good. Basically
the more boring this thing is, the better it is. Yeah.
if he just comes out, "Yeah, he did ask me not to investigate Flynn and brr."
But we've had, The White House is so awesomely leaky right now. I don't know. I'm sure in the big picture, that's probably a bad thing. But
right.
But I like it. So
goddamn right. Goddamn right.
I'm sure there's bigger implications and, you know, but I'm enjoying what we're getting. But we've gotten like, there's like Comey memos, like Trump has come in and like literally asked him, hey, can you let this whole Flynn shit slide? And then what was the one?
If you don't mind.
What was the one today that you found?
I'm just trying to pull it up. There's so much. There's so fucking much. They asked the dude from the fucking CIA. Where's the damn story?
The CIA or was the NSA?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, NSA. What's his name? He's been up there. Daniel Coates, director of National Intelligence. He was also asked by Trump to fucking scuttle the scuttle the investigation.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, the real dark horse in this thing, the CIA, who he compared to Nazis like week one.
Good job.
They're also still working on this. Like, he's got the entire intelligence apparatus. Like, we're gonna fucking get this guy.
Yeah, like, oh, we're Nazis? Zieg Heil, motherfucker. That's what's happening now. Like, this is the thing I never understood about Trump, is you're gonna honestly piss off the intelligence community. Like, this is the exact group you don't make upset.
Okay, well, hang on. So, if you're clean, doesn't matter. Right? If you want to fuck with those guys, if you want to say they're doing shit wrong, if you, you know, whatever. If you want to corral them or boss them around or try to change how they do business and you don't have anything on you, you're fine. Trump's the dirtiest motherfucker ever, though. Like, they're going to catch everything he ever did.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm very excited for Thursday. By the time you guys get this, it'll be Wednesday, so you only have one more day before Comeygate 2017. Look, I have found myself scheduling on my phone when the White House press briefings are every day. So I make sure I'm at my desk to watch them or listen to them. This Comey thing is going to be fucking lit, because every word he says, they are going to parse and go over and filter through and double filter through. But at the end of the day, that motherfucker is going to sit there with his giant tall Christmas tree ass face, and he's going to sit there and tell you that the president in a meeting asked him to fucking scuttle that investigation. And that's it. That's it. There's nothing else. He doesn't have to say anything else. He does not. Did that conversation happen? Do you have memos on that? Did you formally, you know, send them out to your superiors? Yes, yes, and yes. Well, good night, Irene. That is fucking it.
But like,
and if
I
the
said,
Republicans the, don't do it, then the Democrats the, will.
The way more interesting answer is, I can't answer that question because it pertains to an ongoing investigation.
Well, he'll do, and he'll also do what he always does, which is, I don't want you to read into this, but I can't tell you this secret information because it's a part of an investigation. Like, yeah, And apparently he, you know, there's talk today, there's a couple things leaking out today, that on Thursday he's likely to say that, what was it, that he, oh God, what was the fucking line I thought was really super interesting, that, oh, that he's going to clarify that he did not tell Trump that he wasn't under investigation three different times.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which is awesome, because that just goes to Trump doing that same shit with my congressman, where he, you know, Elijah Cummings, like, oh, he said I could be the best president ever. And it's like, dude, that's not what I actually said. Comey was probably like, well, I can't say whether or not you're under investigation. So that means I'm not? Yes or no? Blink twice if it's no. Yeah. Oh, you blinked. I saw it, Comey. I said, yeah, you told me. I saw it. It's a fact now. Like, no, dude. No, I don't believe James Comey said that shit at all. And when Trump said that, I was like, not buying it. That sounds like an utter lie.
So much weird Comey shit. So he's been taking memos, like, after every time he met Trump. He's really trying. He asked Jeff Sessions, don't leave me alone with him.
Maybe Trump's a little handsy.
Maybe. Well, he wouldn't try to give him that big hug, remember?
Yeah, and he blew a kiss.
Yeah.
Like a mobster.
So, the funny thing about that meeting, right, like, is he wore a blue suit and tried to blend in with the curtains.
That's one of the funniest fucking stories of all time. Dude, you're 6'8". Get out of here.
I'm just going to blend in with the curtains and hope he doesn't hilarious. See me.
That is absolutely hilarious.
Yes. What else has happened? Oh, Kushner. The Kush.
Papa Kush.
So, Kush apparently, in one of his many meetings with the Russians that he forgot about when he was applying for his security clearance.
Oh, did he? That's weird.
Sessions also. Like, all these guys just get, I don't know what it is about the Russians. They're just so unmemorable. Nobody remembers them. And it turns out,
by the way, that Trump might have talked to Kislyak as well. Not in that meeting that we talked about in the beginning.
The Mayflower one. Yeah. Trump was there.
Great.
What was the timeline on the... Okay, I don't remember what the timeline was on the Mayflower meeting. Because... was that during the campaign?
Yes, I believe so.
Mayflower meeting. Oh, shit. April 27th, 2016. Yeah, that was way during the campaign. Yeah, good deal. So we got Trump. Good times. Yeah, so Kushner, during the transition, though, met with them and there's a kind of funny part of this because one of the CEO of one of the Russian banks, you know, one of the oligarchs that we always hear about, like former KGB guy who happened to become a bank CEO because that's how things work in Russia.
Right, exactly. Hey, we're best friends. Here's $1 billion. You get to run this bank. Thanks.
Hey, my other former KGB buddy, you're in charge of the entire Russian fertilizer industry now. Go ahead.
Yeah, weird.
So this guy who's Sergei Gorkov, was in this meeting. They have great names.
Oopsie doopsie.
No.
No. Wrong. That's Gorka. Never mind. They're all the same. There's so many Sergeys and
Try to keep your Sergeys straight. So like the Sergey Kislyak and Sergey Lavrov were in the meeting with Trump. Sergey Gorkov is the Russian bank dude.
Totally different dude. It's totally different.
Yeah. They only got like five names in Russia.
Vladimir. Like literally everyone involved is named Donald, Vladimir, or Sergey. That is absolutely true. Or Steve, because there's Steve Bannon, Steve Miller.
Lots of Steve. So the Sergey is probably the Russian equivalent of Steve. So so Gorkov's in this meeting with Kislyak, and they asked to Kushner asked him if they could set up a secret back channel.
This is small news.
Yeah, just a little thing here, so that he could communicate with the Kremlin. And not have it heard by American intelligence. One, we hear everything that they send back to the Kremlin from the United States, so it wouldn't have worked. And two, what the fuck?
Well, okay, so he wanted a little bit more detail on this grand plan. This motherfucker wanted to actually use the Russian skiff inside the embassy so that we, you know, the NSA or CIA or FBI couldn't hear this information. And we're supposed to truly believe that this was a regular thing. Like, oh, I saw Republicans on Twitter like, well, Obama had a back channel to Russia, or excuse me, a back channel to Iran during the Iran deal. One, the back channel wasn't out of the purview of our intelligence community.
They set the motherfucker up.
Yeah. Like, two, by that definition, all communication is a back channel for presidents. Like, yeah, that's not the same thing as what the fuck was going on here.
The Iranian back channel was not to keep it away from American intelligence. They're the ones who did it.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, really?
It was to not be heard.
Go to jail, dude. Hey, I'm trying to set up a secret back channel to Russia so they don't know. And then we can talk about all this regular legal shit that's not harmful at all. Yeah, let's do that. What?
So what's hilarious is it was another like thing happens. Nobody can get their story straight. So like Kellyanne's like, oh, it was business as usual. And then Owen first, you know, Spicer's, that never happened. And then, oh no, it did. And oh, it was to talk about Syria. Yeah, that's what we're going with. It was to talk about Syria. And then Gorkov, who's trying to pretend he's not part of the Russian government, is like, what? I don't have anything to do with Syria. I'm a banker.
Like, shut up, dude. The thing is, they're all idiots. The only person who's smart in this entire thing is Vladimir Putin. That's it. Everyone else is dumb. And they're all just like bumper cars, but like just running into each other, just constantly. It's like, no, we don't believe that. Bam, slamming each other. Oh yeah, that's right. It did happen. Oh, that never happened. Like, oh, okay, we have audio of that. Okay, well, it happened, but it was a joke. Oh, weird. I thought it didn't happen. Oh, well, different. I don't know. Like, there's no level of, like, if you're going to be corrupt, like, look, the Bush administration had some serious corruption issues, but they had people at the top who knew how to run shit, so you could at least, like, play it off. This is what you get, Republicans. You know how they were such advocates for like hiring a guy, an outsider? This is what happens when you hire an outsider. They don't know shit. You can't even be corrupt in the good old government ways that make shit work. Like, you can't even pull that shit off.
Even in the most innocent of explanations, he surrounded himself with fucking goons who are all dirty as shit. And they're going to get him in trouble. And even if the most innocent explanation you can think of, right, which is still horrendous. You got all this obstruction shit.
Yeah.
Right? So even if there's never any collusion, if there's never anything, then you've got all this obstruction of justice stuff. There's no crisis that's happened that was not caused by Donald Trump in these last 4 months.
That is 100% correct.
So the Kushner shit. All right, so remember we talked about his shitty building, 666 Fifth Avenue? So during the summer, like he had taken out some big loans on this thing, right, to try to keep it afloat. He's trying to keep
over like $2 billion, something crazy.
Yeah.
Like
well, yeah, he spent like $1.8 billion on it in 2007 before the entire real estate market imploded. Whoops.
Yeah,
oopsie doopsie. And, so Kushner's trying to keep his from going bankrupt. He took out these giant loans. There's like a 10-year, like, whatever it is, regular payments, and then he's got a giant balloon payment due, like, soon. What was that? That was 07. Everything went to hell in 08. So, yeah, he's got to get this thing unloaded basically by next year. So last summer he was talking to the Chinese and they ended up pulling out. So there's a likely explanation here is he's trying to get some dirty Russian money to unload his stupid building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jared.
Yeah.
So what do you think Ivanka's book is going to be about when he goes to jail?
Everyone I Know Is in Prison by Ivanka Trump.
And I'm really sad about it. And I do this like throaty, whispery porn voice because that enthralls men in the corporate world to give me a raise. Thank you.
I'm very sad that my father and my husband and everyone I've ever met are all in prison, but buy this lipstick and these handbags.
Right, exactly. Get the fuck out of here, lady. I hate you most of all. I truly do. I truly do.
I'm finding out more about Kushner. So you know he went to Harvard?
They have a school for mutes?
He didn't earn his way into Harvard.
No, of course not. He's a rich kid. Get the fuck out of here. Please.
Yeah. Apparently, it wasn't even close. Yeah. So one of the shows that that Jay and I both enjoy, The Weeds, Matt Iglesias, who's on there, works for Vox, apparently was at Harvard with Kushner at the same time.
And that's funny.
Yeah, it told some story. He goes, he's not like the dumbest guy at Harvard, but, you know, not the brightest bulb there for sure. So he's, you know, sort of an average student who, you know, his rich dad gave them $2 million. And what do you know? Jared Kushner got to go to Harvard.
What a crazy, crazy idea. Why would you even bother sending your dumb kid to Harvard? What's the point?
To say you went to Harvard.
I'd rather just go to a different school. Fuck off.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, if it's all about appearances and whatnot, I went to Harvard.
I mean, look, it's fine. His father-in-law, who's the president of the United States, you know, he went to Wharton, but he acts like he went to Wharton Business School. He really didn't. So
yeah.
He's a liar, too.
He also just has a BA.
Yeah.
One of the hosts of this podcast is more educated than the president.
Yeah. And both of the hosts are smarter. So, again, anybody in our fan group I would charge could be a better president. Any of them. Because they read and can read. So
I don't know. We got a couple Canadians in there. There's rules, you know.
Yeah,
I'd still take either of them as president, but
yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. So good times on the Russia front and going to get more gooder.
Yeah. Yeah, look, it's so okay, here's a better question. When do you think this whole Russia, the whole RICO case and everything, when do you think the Mueller stuff really gets popping off? Because I think it's sooner rather than later.
Well, see, that's the thing, is everybody that knows Mueller and has talked about him is like, it's not going to be quick because he's meticulous about everything. So we could stretch this thing out for a long time. I know everybody's hoping it all ends Thursday, but it probably won't.
Robert Mueller just makes a surprise entrance. By God, that's Robert Mueller's music. It just comes out. Just twirling gold handcuffs. Like, wow, this is crazy.
It's by God, man. It's Robert Mueller.
He's got a pool cue. He's got a pool cue. He's arresting any Republican that by God moves. It's amazing. That would be so good.
James Comey's on the top rope. By God, that killed him.
That man's got a family. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, again, there was so much to talk about. Like, this was such a meandering conversation just because there's just so much going on. So let's hit on a couple of other stories. The split between Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
Yeah, that's interesting. Dipshit thinks it's great, even though our largest military base in the Middle East is in Qatar. So we kind of got to get their back a little bit.
You don't know, though. There's no way to truly know.
Fake news.
It's fake news. There's no military base.
So I get what the idea is. What? Qatar is a little too close to Iran?
Yeah. That's the argument.
Okay.
It's an interesting scenario because here you have, this is like Trump foreign policy 101, which is more bluster than anything. I mean, you saw that with the attack in London recently, in the last couple of days. Like, I don't know what the fuck his plan is, but it's so sporadic and weird, it's hard to get a beat on it. Where you go, yeah. Oh, okay, you know, when George W. Bush was president, like, oh, okay, he's likely to say X, you know, Obama's likely to say Y, you know, those things made sense. Whether you agreed or disagreed with the actions, you understood it, and you could expect it. But with Trump, it's this like, actually, you can expect what you can expect is whatever the absolute worst thing to do is, that's what he'll do 100% of the time. And it's kind of amazing how bad he is at this job.
Yeah, like, it's baffling.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you really suck. Like, you suck out loud. Like, you really are bad. And of course, a lot of this split between Saudi Arabia and Qatar happened because there were leaks of communications, and of course, shit got into the open, and Qatar's like, oh really? Well, fuck you, Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia's like, well, fuck you too, dude. Like, turns out we've been talking shit about you for months and how you're terrible and aligned with Iran. And so yeah, then it blew up. So the president who made it in on leaks, who said he loves WikiLeaks, now is saying, hey, this is a good thing. And of course, now we're told by Sean Spicer in the White House that Trump's tweets don't really mean anything, but then the next day, like, they totally mean something, but we shouldn't obsess about them, but we should not care about them, but we should totally care about them, because that's his way of communicating with the American people. Like, it's kind of amazing.
Yeah. So Trump's like, fuck Qatar, we don't need you. And like the thousands of U.S. soldiers there are like, hello?
We're here.
Bro? What about us? Can we? No? Okay, fine. Fuck us then.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Poor little Qatar. Literally the size of Delaware, by the way.
You know who's the dark horse of Delaware?
Yeah, I know. I know you like dark horse of Delaware.
It's the title. Unless something else comes up, because it's totally possible. So here's another interesting story. And this is actually the big story that broke today, which is a woman by the name, I shit you not, reality winner.
Turns out, not a reality winner.
Not a reality winner.
Losing at reality.
Very much so. But she is a a contractor.
Brief side note. White people. Stop. I understand.
It's dumb shit.
Like, I understand. That. I understand. For a long time, we were losing the Goofy Baby Name Contest. And you,
yeah,
feel
we had
like
that
you need to...
Yeah, we had that shit on lock.
Right. And I guess we felt like we needed to make up some ground. But reality winner?
Yeah, not only is that bad, but she's like in her 20s. So it wasn't 5 years ago someone was like, ah, reality TV, reality winner. Like, no. No, they thought that was clever like 28 years ago. Wow. That is a terrible name.
It's like, what's her name? Zephyr Teachout, who I think is like really smart and has a lot of great stuff to say about like, you know, corruption and how, you know, how corporations are basically able to buy politicians now. And she's a law professor, really smart, but her name is Zephyr Teachout, and nobody's ever going to take that shit serious.
No. Or how about Crystal Ball, the journalist?
So anyways, sorry, back on topic. Reality winner.
Yeah. Reality winner decided that name. White people, get it together, dude. Get it together.
Actual human reality winner.
Yeah.
Is going to take down the Trump government.
That's a headline that writes itself. That's a headline that writes itself.
So she... Yeah, so go ahead.
I can't stop laughing at that name. It's just so silly. So Reality Winner decided that she's a military contractor or an intelligence community contractor, and she decided she was going to leak some information to The Intercept, which is a sort of online newspaper website or whatever, like Vox. But they're like real hardcore. Like, The Intercept is not writing like fanciful articles about movie reviews. Like, they are not. They're like, let me tell you about the corruption that, you know, we helped send 9 people to their death in Mogadishu in this secret plot. And like, Jesus Christ, all right. Like, wow, this is not fucking around.
After the failed Yemen raid, like, Intercept sent people onto the ground to talk to the village that got destroyed. Like, they do hardcore shit.
But yeah, they really don't fuck around. Look, I think they do good work. One thing I realize is their comment section is about as awful a place. Like, you know, it's like the line from fucking Star Wars. Like, you'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. Like, that is the comment section at Intercept. And it's not because, like, people who are fans of The Intercept are there. It's that crazy right-wing Trump supporters are there, right? Because these guys do good reporting, so they're trying to, like to tear it down. It's kooky crazy, right? So it's, like, really smart people versus absolute lunatics, like, arguing back and forth. Don't waste your time.
So it's Glenn Greenwald's deal, which you've probably heard of him, and
Jeremy Scahill.
Yeah. Glenn Greenwald used to be at The Guardian, who was involved in all the Snowden-y things.
Snowdpocalypse. Yeah. Like,
yes.
The problem, and they have a podcast, or Scahill does, called The Intercept.
Intercepted.
Or Intercepted, excuse me.
Scahill used to be at Democracy Now.
Yeah, and that's where he really learned to be a fucking good journalist. Like, he is. Like, this guy really super knows his shit. I don't always agree with his sort of assessment of things, but, like, on the facts, these guys are top-notch. Like, if you really want to hear hardcore domestic and foreign policy discussions, like, these guys know their shit. Like, they really super do.
Yes. They won't pretend. They are not fans of American intelligence or most American government. Like,
no matter who's president, like, they don't give a fuck about that.
They basically think we're always abominable. They're not like the type of people who are like, well, Trump's better than Obama. They're certainly aware enough to realize that this is just so much worse than it's ever been. But they were on Team Snowden, so they weren't like big Obama fans.
Right. And I am somewhat on Team Snowden. I wonder if he regrets that tweet he sent out that Trump would be better than Hillary Clinton. So,
yeah. No, he was the one who said never a better time to vote third party. And he was also
that's right.
It was going to be Donald Trump versus Goldman Sachs. Whoops.
Yeah, how about that? How about that, buddy? Yeah, you couldn't have been more wrong. But, and again, people hold Edward Snowden up to this, like, crazy, like, oh, he's magnanimous and perfect and right all the time. Like, no, he's not. Like, look, I don't have a problem with what he did. Like, I mean, leak the information, that's fine. I had no problem with that. I think he did some good shit, but I don't hold him as some, like, sort of bastion of, like, perfection.
Chelsea Manning got out since you've been gone, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was just a couple days ago, a week ago, right?
Yeah.
No, good for her, man. I'm glad she deserved to get out because she exposed a murder, multiple murders. No, I saw someone online. They were like, oh, you know, Chelsea Manning put lives in danger. I was like, what lives in danger? The people that got murdered in the video that she shared? Like, do you even know what you're fucking talking about? Did you watch it? Because they just used the fucking helicopter to gun innocent people down.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Like, that's just it, dude. Like, that's not, like, yeah, she shouldn't have leaked it because it was, you know, classified information, but it's out there. Like, what she leaked was pretty reasonable to leak. Like, sorry. Like, come on. Like, it was a fucking murder that we covered up. It was
for sure. Yeah, and, you know, I'm not so entrenched in my camp that I'm not going to call out fucked up shit that happens under Democrats, you know?
Yeah, like, that happened under Obama. Like, I'm sorry. Like, no, it's unacceptable. And by the way, it's not as if Obama was like, yeah, kill those people. Like, it wasn't that either. But, like,
well, I don't know. Depends on which website you read.
Yeah. Oh, he did it. Like, all right. Like, come on, guys. So getting back to reality winner.
Reality winner.
God damn it, white people. So
you are today's reality winner.
You're going to jail. So reality decided that she was going to leak information to The Intercept. Now, she was immediately arrested the second they posted it, right? Immediately.
Yeah, no, before the article hit print. Like, she was arrested and it went up the next day, so it's up now. But yeah.
And I read it, and it's good. It's really good. Thanks, reality. So
tough break going to prison and all, but
that's not my problem. Just give me that information, that sweet information. So the info that she leaked is incredibly fascinating, because this shows, these are NSA documents, I believe, that show that the Russians not only, you know, we've been talking about hacking the election as far as like fake news and all this other stuff, but the information that this woman leaked actually showed that the Russians had made attempts to actually get into the elections themselves. And
yeah, affect, voting machines and shit.
And voting machines. Now, it doesn't say whether or not they were successful. There's no way they don't know, at least from the data that she leaked, whether it was successful or not, or whether we even know or not, right? Like, we may not even know, even with the information that we have secretly. But more importantly, this idea that, like, Russia didn't do anything, it was a fat guy on a bed in New Jersey or whatever crazy shit Donald Trump has been trying to push, is bullshit. They have legit information that these guys try to influence the election with changing votes. That's it, dude. And they're like, well, we don't know, blah, blah, blah. Look, maybe this is all bullshit. Maybe it's all bullshit. Just like all of the other things. Like, maybe it's all bullshit that Trump has met with all these people and all of Trump's people have met with all these people and then they didn't, but then they really did. And then Trump leaked information to Kislyak and Lavrov, the Sergey brothers. And maybe he didn't or did mention Israel. Or maybe he didn't, you know, brag to Australia about where our nuclear subs were. Maybe he did or maybe he didn't do that. Like, no, it can't all be a fucking coincidence.
Not Australia. It can't all be. Fucking the Philippines.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Yeah, you're right. It was to DRC.
Australia's fine. Tell Australia whatever they want. They're cool.
Yeah, right. So I'm sorry. Yeah, the Philippines.
Fucking Robert Duterte, he decided to tell where our submarines were.
It's unfucking real. So let's take a minute to play devil's advocate here. Let's say this stuff from Reality Winner is real. What the fuck are they going to do? Like, now there's no, you can't cover this up. You can't cover it up. You can't be like, oh, well, we're just not going to say anything about that and try to get the president out of this thing, get him out of office, and just move the fuck on. It's out there now.
Yes.
It's a baby. It's like the BBC thing. It's like the baby just runs in, and you're just like trying to push him away.
I'm glad this is an audio. A nude 2-year-old just ran in.
Woo! I'm a baby.
I don't know what's happening in my house.
Madness. Madness is happening.
Yes. My, if it was video, then my wife ran in and grabbed him and took him out. And well, she's not Asian, or so I guess they won't assume she's the maid.
Yeah, right. Life imitates art, imitates life.
Yeah. Good times. Fortunately, this is not a professional operation, so it's...
No. It's not. It's fine.
Yes. So, do we know what's happening to Reality Winner? Are they going to throw her in prison forever?
She has been arrested. I don't know if I don't know how long she's going to stay arrested, but the talk is that she's likely to get 10 years.
Okay, so she'll be there until President Franken pardons her.
Yep.
Good times.
I mean,
well, that's awesome. Thanks for taking that hit for us, reality winner.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, man. It's a little scary to have people leaking information, but look, if you're going to leak, that's a damn good leak, man.
Yeah, make it that's count,
a,
but
yeah, don't be like, I leaked that the president actually gets 3 scoops of ice cream with his dinner. Like, that's not interesting. Having detailed information about the Russians actually trying to influence our elections with vote counts is crazy.
Yeah.
And at what point are we going to war with Russia, guys? Like, we're just going to let all this shit slide? Like, you know, I don't want to go to war with Russia, right? I'm not Hillary Clinton or anything. I don't want to start World War III. But, like, at a certain point, what the fuck are we going to do to them? We got to do something, question. Right?
At what point do we throw out the results of the election?
That's actually the real question.
Yeah, because there's stories come out like that. Look, Congress was involved with this shit. Like, none of this shit's legit. It wasn't just the presidential election. Congress isn't supposed to fucking be there.
Right. Because, I mean, and that's the thing is, if this gets out, if they start to pull at that string, right? And the press is going to start pulling at that string. And now, look, there's nobody who's been doing a better job than the New York Times and the Washington Post. Nobody, dude. They have been kicking ass and taking names. They got that thread now. They're going to keep pulling at it. And they're going to work their people, and they're going to get that information. If those guys got in and made changes to local races, that's it, dude. Everyone's got to go. Everyone's got to go. So everybody's got to go.
The precision that they were targeting some of these fake news attacks was like down to the county. How did they get that information without a complicit RNC?
I think that's really one of the, and look, we're just spitballing here, but I think that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, tinfoil hat fully on, grains of salt all over the place. Right. But how do you do that without the RNC being complicit to this shit?
Right. And I think one of the things that, look, it's one of two things, okay? Like, I'm going to give the RNC a possible out, right? Which they already ruined for themselves. One is that they're complicit, which is the most likely thing, which is why they will not push back against Trump on the Russia shit. They just won't.
The most likely thing is that they got their shit stolen too.
Right.
But they have been out there screaming from the rooftop, we didn't get hacked.
Right.
Okay. And well, then that means you gave it to them.
Right. Exactly. That was exactly my second point, which is, even if you say, oh, it turns out we got hacked. No, motherfucker, you said you didn't. So which one is it? Did you actually get hacked? And if you got hacked, what information got leaked? And if you did get hacked, why is it that the Russians didn't leak that information, or whoever hacked you, right? Because they don't believe it's the Russians. Whoever it was, if you got hacked, why did they not give your information to WikiLeaks, but gave the Democrats information? Right? That's a big fucking point. And even if you can get out of that and say, well, you know, we don't know, and maybe they did give that information to WikiLeaks. Okay, then you can then explain to me, WikiLeaks, why you have this information and you only released one side of it.
Fucking burn that whole party down.
Yeah, dude. I think they are absolutely linked up in this shit. And
you
I
know
think
what?
That's the reason.
Get rid of it. Throw it away. It's been you had a good run, Republican Party. Started out strong with the whole anti-slavery thing. You did well. It fell apart. It happens sometimes. Things go south. We'll just get rid of that.
Return of the Whigs.
Libertarians, you want to be the conservative party? Get in there and be somebody. Gary Johnson, go ahead. Lead them to victory.
Is he still alive, or is he in a, like,
he's smoking weed for 4 years until it's time to run for president again.
And then he's like, starts doing that lizard tongue thing he does.
Smoking weed and climbing mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the party will be all blue and yellow. It'll be fun.
Yep, fine with it.
The big election map, yellow over here, blue over here. It's more bright, you know?
Yeah, it's better looking.
Right? Yeah, it'll be fun. We're done, Republican Party. You had your shot. You fucked it up.
I mean, in all seriousness, and I agree with you, burn the party to the ground. If that ever gets leaked or gets found out that the Republican Party was instrumental in helping the Russians, what the fuck are Republican voters going to do? You have to literally decide whether or not you care about this country and its sovereignty over just wearing the same t-shirt as that other guy. Like, I'm not saying join up with the Democrats, but you got to get the fuck out of that party, man. You got to get out of that party.
Get onto the yellow team. They're great. They're into private prisons. They're into fucking not paying any taxes, like, at all. Like, you'd love them. You'd love them.
But they think, like, gay folks are okay. And like,
oh, yeah, there is that.
And, like, they're, look, just start a Christian party. Just do that. Sure. Why don't you start several of them, actually. And then while you guys are fighting over scraps to figure out who's the biggest D-bag, the Democrats can actually be real Democrats again.
So speaking of D-bags.
Yes.
Shall we go to Montana?
Yes, we shall.
So we had talked about this a while. It was a big uphill climb for our hero, Rob Quist, versus Greg Gianforte, who is a rich asshole, who, as it turns out, is a big asshole. Trump won the state by 20 points, one of the reddest states in the election. Although they do have a Democratic governor, interestingly enough, who incidentally beat Greg Gianforte. So Greg Gianforte is just such an asshole that he managed to not be the governor. But so he ran for their one at-large congressional seat against Rob Quist. So a lot of interesting things happened. Rob Quist had a pretty good grassroots thing going. Bernie stopped by and did an event with him because he's very similar to a lot of Bernie positions. And they managed to raise a lot of money. And then last minute, just out of nowhere, some money that we don't know where came from, because that's how our political system works, because it's awesome. $5 million of anti-Rob Quist ads got dropped into this thing. And this is in Montana, where TV time can't be that expensive, right?
No, it's like a nickel and a half.
So every TV channel just became, fuck Rob Quist every day for 24 hours.
Easy money. Easiest money I ever spent.
Yeah, yeah, if you're going to spend money in Montana. Like, yeah, so it's just ridiculous. Oh, he's gaining some ground. $5 million out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And then the day before the election, now granted, in defense of the fine people of Montana, two-thirds of them had already done early voting.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how much this actually affected the race. But so the CBO score for the shitty Republican bill that every Republican, or not every Republican, but most of them voted for and passed in the House. And Gianforte had kind of been ducking it by going, well, I'd have to, you know, see the CBO score before I had an opinion on it. So then what was his name? Ben Jacobs. Ben Jacobs from The Guardian.
Known glasses wearing cuck, Ben Jacobs.
Tough guy, street brawler, Ben Jacobs. Because remember, yes, they tried to say he started it. Ben Jacobs of The Guardian goes in and says, hey, that CBO score came out. What do you think of it? And Greg Gianforte grabs him by the neck and beats the shit out of him.
He body slams him.
He body slammed him. He grabbed me by the ass neck and threw me to the ground and broke my glasses.
I'm big. I'm standing. You stand too.
Oh, I was going Jerky Boys. My face was bashed apart and he stole my shoes.
I can't believe we have a congressman.
Or the audio, excuse me, is terrible. You broke my glasses. You broke my glasses.
Look, I'm as liberal as any guy, but that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and then the fucking
come on, man,
that's
a goddamn respect
tried to
for
say,
yourself.
Tried to say he started it. Yeah, these out of control reporters came in and started swinging. Sure, yeah, Ben Jacobs, rough and tumble Ben Jacobs came after me.
Like, I'm gonna beat your ass, motherfucker. I'm coming for you. Look, I don't know. I don't know what my lot in life will end up being. I really don't. Here's what I do know. If I'm a reporter and somebody did that to me, my lot in life is to beat the shit out of whatever dude it was and make sure people see it happen. Because look, I'd have been like, oh, you broke my glasses. And then, like, he'd turn his back, and I'd take a chair, and I'd bash it over his fucking head. Like, 100%. Like, look, dude, you started it. Like,
so, here's
we're already
crazy
we're,
fucking thing.
We're here now.
The
we got a fist fight.
People, yeah. But
we got to fight,
go
dude.
Route,
like, we got to fight at that point. Like,
broke
I'm
my
not,
glasses? Fuck you.
Dude, these are expensive. Lens Crafters is not cheap. I didn't get these at Warby Parker, you asshole. Get out of here. Yeah, it's got to be a fist fight, dude. I got to fight an incoming member of the House. Like, that's just
well,
is what
so
it
here's,
is.
So here's the thing, though. Is so he gets beat up, and then they try to say he started it, and the only other people in the room are the Fox News TV crew who are setting up, and they get Ben Jacobs back. Like, not local Fox, like, legit Fox News was like, oh, yeah, no, that Greg Gianforte, but tackled him to the ground and started punching him in the head.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, you got to stand up for your team. Like, you guys are journalists.
You
I
know
mean,
how
I know
big
Fox...
of an asshole you are when Fox News is not backing the Republican on this one?
Yeah. I mean, look, they probably were thinking to themselves, look, what if somebody's got this on tape? We really want to get in trouble saying that this shit didn't happen? Ah, probably not. Like, we better
yeah,
back this
well,
guy.
So then he wins, but by 6 points in, like we said, a 20-point leaning Republican district. So it's another one of those moral victories for the Democrats. We're chipping yeah. away at it, guys. Just hang on.
we only need to lose 17 more races to win one by 1 point, and then we're there.
But, okay, so 14-point swing, that's like 100 seats. There's 100 seats that... We're won by less than that. I don't think we're going to win fucking 100 seats in 2018. That would be ridiculous.
What if we did? Like, seriously, what the fuck would happen then? Yeah, the Democrats had a blue wave. Turns out it was a fucking tsunami. They won 100 seats. Wow, Donald Trump and the Republicans are terrible.
Okay, so even in like the craziest wave elections ever, it's like 35, 40 seats. Most people keep their seats.
Yeah,
almost all of them keep their seats. 100 seats would be insane.
100 seats. That's correct. 100 seats.
I support this. Yes, 100 seats in 2018. Make it happen, America.
Why not?
But yeah, so apparently now it's come out that the Republican strategy for 2018 is to make it a referendum on the press.
What?
Yeah. They're going to run against how unfair, like all of them, they're all going to go, well, the press is unfair. They lie about us. They're unfair to Republicans. They're just going to go the just full Rush Limbaugh. The fake media says fake things and fake, fake, fake. It's all fake.
Triple fake all the time. Wow.
Yeah. That came out from a Republican fucking meeting at the Legion of Doom this week.
I was at the Doom meeting. Yeah, that's a really bad strategy. Like, that's a really bad strategy.
I guess. Like, all you're going to do is get every fucking thing you do covered. Like, they've got the Wall Street Journal and fucking Forbes against them now. Like, you're really... Center-right is against them. What are you going to just...
Like, again, like, what are you doing? Like, it's like going up against the intelligence community. What are you doing?
You're going to turn the entire media against you?
Yeah, that's going to work out great.
Sure.
they will cheer on election night as you guys lose 100 seats. They will cheer.
Is that your shot? You're calling it now? Because I'm taking the under on that one.
I'm the dude with the bad knees from Major League, right? That movie. Like I'm pointing to the stands, like with the baseball bat. Like I'm fucking calling 100 seats.
100 seats.
Meanwhile, much like Major League, I will bunt and get 25, and then we'll take over Congress, and that would be totally fine.
Well, I guess it's an idea because they don't want it to be a referendum on Trump, who seems to lose a point in the approval ratings every day now.
Oh yeah, the percentage of people calling for his impeachment is now higher than his approval rating.
Oh, his way, approval yeah. numbers.
It's got to be like 87%. I don't know.
His approval rating is like 38, 37 now. It's garbage.
Yep. He's down to literally his own people, and that's it. That's it. Yep. Like, there's nobody who's like, yeah, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I love the Democrats. I'm voting for this guy. Like, no, dude. They're not.
Yeah, so you're going to see probably before that election people try to put some distance between themselves and Trump.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and no better way to do that than to impeach the fucker. Just an idea, Republicans. Just putting that one out there for you.
It would help you if you had, you know, God's fucking homeboy, Mike Pence, as your guy before you go into 2018.
That's what I don't get. The excuse is like, well, you know, we need him for tax cuts. You think Pence isn't doing that? Pence will do every rotten thing you want.
Yep. And he's not tied to Russia. So it'll be harder to get him out.
You
want to
take away people's health care, slash the shit out of taxes. Pence is on board for all of that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Whatever.
I mean, here's the thing. All that's fine, but here's one thing Pence is not going to do. Pence is not a guy who's going to win in 2020. Well, he's not. He is not. He's not a president, dude. Like, there's nothing about him that like rouse up crowds or anything. Like, he's just a white guy who, like, there's nothing about him. Like, you can understand the id that is Trump and say, like, he's charismatic. I mean, he's charismatic in the way, like, a baboon is charismatic, but he's charismatic nonetheless. Like, but he can speak to, like, that sort of, like, craven, animalistic way about people. But Pence doesn't. Pence is a culture warrior. And all you have to do is get the Democrats to put someone up like Joe Biden or Cory Booker or Kirsten Gillibrand or something like that, who has any level, or Al Franken, who has a level of charisma. You put someone like that up, it's over. It's fucking over. Old white people are going to be like, yeah, I know. Like, we also love Jesus. We get it. Yeah, women and their vaginas are the worst. We get it. But it's nothing to get them like rushing out to be like, this is the guy. Especially if they're demoralized because the Republican Party booted out their guy. They'll be utterly demoralized. And if that doesn't happen and the Democrats kick out Trump, then they're going to be even more demoralized. Because if they get him, then that means there's all sorts of shit that's going to come out. Because make no mistake, if the Republicans go after Trump to get him impeached, they're going to try to do it as fast and as quick as possible before all that big shit comes out. Right, well, obstruction of justice. Just get them out. Just get them out. Just get them out. Just get them out, and hope that the Democrats will back off. Right, but if the Democrats go after them, the Democrats are going after everybody, and that's the entire RNC. All these people getting caught up in this RICO case, Trump's guys, the fucking Russians that you don't hear about in the normal news that only Rachel Maddow is talking about, who are involved in all of this shady shit with him since he's been. Since he was just a real estate guy. All of that shit. So make no mistake. Either Republicans, you get them out now and you get them out early, or you suffer the consequences of the Democrats getting them out, which is going to pull in way more people. Way more people. So
you get this done early. You got plenty of time to put out a fire.
Yeah.
Or you can just, wait for the Democrats to do it. They'll be more than happy.
Yeah, and look, the Democrats, they're gonna make fucking political careers off of this shit. They will. They will. You think that people, you don't think that Cory Booker, Al Franken is already in the middle of this. This is why I keep bringing him up, because he's already the guy who nailed Jeff Sessions. Nailed him. By mistake, by the way. Right? By mistake. Jeff Sessions nailed himself, really. And he was like, oh, I forgot to make the E.L. Fudge cookies, and then he fucked up. Because he's a NELF, guys. But, like, he's already at the heart of this. You don't think people like Cory Booker and Kirsten Gillibrand and Elizabeth Warren, all they're going to come out of the fucking woodwork when this shit starts. They're going to come out of the woodwork. They're going to call congressional hearings. When they get subpoena power, are you kidding me? Sheldon Whitehouse, Adam Schiff. Dude, these are the people you should be terrified of because they give a fuck and they're smart. Look, the biggest person you should be afraid of is Sheldon Whitehouse. That dude is
is the man. I love dude, that
dude. He is not fucking around at all. You don't think Maxine Waters wants to tap dance on your fucking gravestone, dude? She can't wait. She can't wait. She already body slammed a TYT reporter. She ripped his arm clear off. She ripped his arm clear off. I saw it. Ripped it off and then beat him with it. Fucking asshole. Cenk Uygur, if you're listening, you're definitely not. But if you are listening, clean up your fucking house. Get rid of these guys. Get rid of Jimmy Dore. Get rid of these guys. They are destroying the fucking company you built. They're destroying
Jimmy Dore. Fucking Jimmy Dore decided to join Sean Hannity and every lunatic on the right who decided that the DNC murdered Seth Rich. Like, I guess as retribution for leaking information to WikiLeaks.
Fucking unreal, dude. Clean up your fucking house. Clean it up. Where is fucking, like, where are the guys who are reasonable over there anymore? Why are you letting Jimmy Dore and this fucking asshole, oh, Maxine Waters physically contacted me and I was really scared. Dude,
Michael Tracy.
She weighs 87 pounds. She's an old black woman.
She's literally a 78-year-old woman. So Michael Tracy got in her face and she's like, basically, get that mic out of my face. And he went on, like, I was assaulted by Maxine Waters.
Yeah.
Trying to, I don't know, drift on the Gianforte shit, I guess.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, and that takes away from a guy who actually was assaulted. Don't be a dickhole. Yeah.
Well, the problem was footage came out and Twitter went insane, which, look up some Michael Tracy, Maxine Waters tweets. Good times.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking dill hole. So, yeah, Cenk, clean your house up, man. You guys are better than this. Like, you are. And I hate to say how much that really fucking pissed me off, but it really did, dude. I was like, dude, I respect, look, part of the reason that I do this show is because I really got into fucking political podcasting from them. And they did a damn good job for so many years. Why are you hiring these losers? Losers, dude, come on. Do better, man. Do fucking better. It's really fucking pissed me off to see that.
I like some of the people over there. Ben Mankiewicz. I'm a big fan of Ben.
No, because he's a reasonable guy. And I'm a big fan of Cenk, too. Like, he doesn't always get everything right, but I think his heart is in the right place. And I think 99% of the time he is correct on a lot of shit. But, no, Jimmy Dore and all those other fucking assholes, fuck them. No, absolutely not. Get out of here. Jimmy Dore sucks. Yes.
Jimmy Dore's the worst.
He's the fucking worst, dude. And he doesn't know how to shut up when he's in a fucking group of people. It's annoying to me.
He's allegedly a comedian. He's not funny, though.
No. No, not at all.
Yes. Anything else before we go to the UK real quick?
Yeah, let's head on. Let's take the plane on over to the UK, unfortunately.
So we had another... we had a London terrorist attack, which was another one of those guy in a car hits people, jumps out and starts stabbing people with a knife. He got beaten with bottles, which is awesome. There's like the most British thing ever is there's like is the image, the lasting image I hope from this attack is the guy running away from the bar while still holding his pint.
Yeah. Did you hear? I'm trying to find the quote of the gay man who was at like a bar or something that was right around there, and he goes, "Look, if these terrorists are gonna come here and like try to fuck stuff up, like basically two fingers to them, I'm gonna stay here and I'm gonna drink my G&T in the middle of the afternoon with my friends and be as gay as I want to be," or something like that. I was like, "That is awesome." I'm gonna try to find the exact quote. It was hilarious.
Yeah. So our wonderful president decides to go on and attack the mayor of London. Because he did what you should do in this situation, Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, who I think is mostly getting attacked because he's a Muslim, if you haven't heard. So he went out and said, there's going to be an increased police presence, but you know, it's nothing to be concerned about, basically. Which is what you want to say.
Yeah, seems totally reasonable.
Like, do you want him to go out and go, "Everyone panic! Ah!"
No, we're all gonna die.
What do you want him to say? Look, yeah, there's gonna be cops everywhere, but chill your shit out. It's okay, right?
Yeah,
no, I'm wrong.
No, you're 100% wrong. No, you should go screaming into the heavens and pee your pants. That's what I would do.
What are we gonna do? Oh no. Yeah, he said no reason to be alarmed about the police presence. Trump decided to be an asshole. Who, by the way, as soon as this happened, retweets Drudge, who says 20 people are dead, which wasn't true. You have access to like the greatest intelligence apparatus in the world, and you just get your news from Drudge now. I guess it's a step up from InfoWars.
He literally is a Fox News viewer. Like he's an old Fox News viewer.
Yeah, people call him Fox News Grandpa, and it's true. But, so he's been just insulting and going and attack, like the mayor of London. Because it's his fault, I guess. So here's the other dumb thing he says. Oh, notice we're not talking about guns? Because they didn't use guns. Okay, let's talk about guns. How much fucking worse would that have been if they had guns?
Yeah. That argument made no sense, or that tweet.
Yeah, they drove a car into a truck into a crowded group of people, and then got out and started stabbing people with knives. 7 people died, a lot more injured. But how much worse would that be with guns? We know what happens when you run into a place with guns. 50 people die in the Pulse nightclub.
Yeah, like, I don't know why this is hard to understand. I mean, look, as far as the situation goes, I would far rather have somebody with a truck and a knife than somebody with an AR-15. You know, that, like, that's a shitty thing to say, but you know what I mean. Like, you know, I would rather have 7 people die than 70. Like, sorry.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's still terrible, but, like, this is what they have to do in countries without guns. Is, okay, well, we'll hit you with our cars, but it's... Guns are, just, like, literally designed to kill people.
Yeah, they're weapons of death. Like, that's not, that's that, like, I never understood that. Well, no, they're for right. No, they're designed to kill things. That's what they're designed to do.
If you want to make a hunting argument, cool.
Sure, that's fine. They're designed to kill animals.
Yeah. Oh, well, you want to make a home defense argument? Okay. It's designed to kill people breaking into your house. There's at no point do you go, well, it's just a tool, like a wrench. No.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you take a wrench and you bash someone over the fucking head with it, it's designed to kill them.
Well,
but except guns,
a wrench has another purpose,
right? Except for guns, don't fucking take bolts off, like they don't.
Yeah, and I'm not like a super anti-gun guy, but why bring that into it? If you want to bring it into it, we'll just point out, yeah, this would have gone way worse if they had guns. Thanks for making the argument, Trump.
Yeah, it's such a silly... It was such a silly thing to tweet.
It's stupid. But yeah, so we have an election coming up. And so it'll be interesting to see how this affects things. Because the current prime minister Theresa May, ooh la la.
Thank you.
She was, I forget what they call it, but like the equivalent of the Homeland Security, of the Director of Homeland Security, right? Whatever, the Home Minister, I guess it's called. She was not elected. David Cameron stepped down after Brexit because they do this weird thing in other countries where if you fuck up, you quit. It's weird. So yeah, she was very strange.
Gee, if only we had that system.
Right? I fucked up. Well, I'm out of here. So the Conservative Party, the Tories, they bumped her up, and so she's been the Prime Minister since. She decided to call for essentially a referendum election before they started all these Brexit proceedings. And the Tories were doing really well in like polls and stuff at the time, but it's just been getting worse and worse. And now it's looking fairly likely that they will lose their majority. The real long shot would be that Labour actually takes it back and then we have a new Prime Minister, Jeremy Corbyn. But I don't know that anybody's super inspired by Jeremy Corbyn. But they would lose their majority, and so they'd have to do a coalition with some other fucking, you know how British shit works. They'd lose their majority, but it's highly unlikely that we have another Prime Minister after Thursday. I think it's Thursday.
But never can tell. Never can tell.
Yeah, so the long shot is we have Jeremy Corbyn if Labour takes it back. But we're probably still going to have Theresa May, but now with fewer seats. So it was probably an error. But who knows? Maybe people get scared by these terrorist attacks and want a strong conservative government.
Well, nothing screams stronger than Theresa May. I guess.
Well, it's her thing. She's Homeland Security, right?
Harumph.
So, but Jeremy Corbyn has been saying some interesting shit.
I haven't been, haven't really been paying attention to Corbyn at all.
Oh, okay.
The only Corbyn I know is Corbin Burnson from Major League.
Fair enough.
I think that's a good retelling of all of the things that happened over the last 2 weeks.
I don't care about British politics. Let's call it a show.
Yeah. Well, no, it's because it's 11 o'clock here and I've been podcasting all evening.
Fair enough. Okay, so we'll have some election results next week. I'll learn more things.
Yes, and
we will probably have a boring-ass Comey testimony to talk about. We'll probably have boring-ass Theresa May still at the helm. But we'll see.
Fake-ass Margaret Thatcher.
We could get surprised on both fronts.
Comey's gonna come in like a fucking cut off tee and cut off shorts. Like, what's up, guys? I'm on vacation. Sup, fam? He's like growing a mustache.
That'd be great if he has a big giant beard.
Yeah,
he's smoking cigarettes the entire time.
This is his streak beard. Like he's growing it until Donald Trump gets arrested. He's like, I'm just holding out, man. Just holding out. All right, that's it for us. Next week we'll be back with like the more like rigid docket that we try to have every week. But we just thought it would be probably a good idea to just fucking just go through the timeline of fuckery, and there is so much of it. So look forward to next week. No pun intended there.
Yes, indeed. And thank you, Jay, for all of the incredibly difficult work I'm sure you've been doing trying to get this beast back up and running.
Yeah, no kidding. Still a little beast left to be to be herded, but that's fine. It is what it is.
Does the link to the Facebook group still work?
Yes, it does. So lookforwardshow.com/fans.
Yes, that group is growing, and it is lit, as the kids say.
They do say that.
That is what they say.
That is what they say. All right, guys. We will see you next week.
Later.